So, like, we were kind of wondering a little bit about what kind of house you lived in, and I know the transportation was horses, but what kind of...
Horses, buggy.
A buggy kind of...
One-seated.
One-seated buggy, huh?
That was usually my job, is I'd go a little older there, and take care of the horses. Or go out and get the cow.
Mm-hmm. Did you always have a milk cow?
Usually, yeah. That was in the neighbor pasture.
Were you the one to milk it most of the time too, as you were growing up?
No, I didn't do it.
Or your dad milked, or...
No, that, I told your sister and I, and they did the milk, and I just put it together. But we left when I was just 13 years, we left from that place, so we had been 9 years. We were really working.
Mm-hmm. So you lived one place 9 years as you were growing up. I didn't remember that. Now, which place was that?
We called it Nemaha County, South Oregon, with a mill.
Uh-huh.
We had the Elk Creek and Johnson, three towns, about 6 miles each way, each one of them.
Now, that was Nebraska, right?
That was Nebraska.
Uh-huh. So then... Was that a pretty big... How many were home at that time through those 9 years? I mean, all your older sisters were home, I guess, or gradually started leaving home through that time then, or...?
It was going to work out there, and people, you know, a little money that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she got married then pretty soon. That was the oldest sister.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
Well, I was 8 years old. She was 18. Then about 1999, I guess, was it? See, this is 1987.
1907, huh? What year were you born? 99?
98. Right in December. Right at the end of the year.
Yeah. I was 9 years older than that. Mm-hmm. I was 1907.
Well, by the time you were 13 and you moved to that, what place did you move to then?
Gilead, Nebraska.
That was Gilead. Oh.
Little town about 90 people.
And how many older ones were still home then when you moved?
Well, we moved and Margaret and Harry and Hannah were there at the beginning, and then they pretty soon got married there. Margaret and Hannah and then Emma and Clara, those were above me. Besides Dora, Dora was married, you know, and was mm-hmm. living somewhere else already for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Now that was Dorothy, but you always called her Dora?
Yeah, Dora, uh-huh. Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they call her Dorshin.
Oh, uh-huh. That was sort of a pet name?
Yeah, small, I guess. Gretchen for Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Hanschen.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah. But it's funny, Emma didn't get the Ken on there that I remember. But Claire was Claire Ken again.
Uh-huh.
With the C-H-E-N there, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think that more or less was a pet name or a nickname or whatever they called.
Uh-huh. Now, did you have any kind of nickname, or were you always Paul?
Just Paul.
Just Paul, uh-huh.
A little short.
Uh-huh.
They all got married at Gilead?
Well, from Margaret on down, yeah. To Clara got married at Gilead, too.
They all settled out there then?
I don't remember that they settled all down that place, that in McGilead. I guess Margaret was there because John Buck, she buried John Buck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were out in the country, near Gilead, a couple miles.
But they mostly all stayed around in Nebraska at that time?
Yeah.
Now, when did those move out to Idaho that moved out there?
Well, that was Clara. She was the last one to get married there at Gilead. She married Ernest Meyer, who was in Kansas, around Lincoln, Kansas, Lincoln Center, Kansas. Uh-huh. And they're the ones that went out to Idaho. Ernest Meyer and his little family. There were other people from the Lincoln Center that went out to Idaho to the Clover. What they call the Clover track.
Mm. There was some kind of special work out there for them? Or?
Well, there was all irrigating and irrigation, you know.
Mm. Well, when you... After you moved to Gilead and you were 13, you weren't there very long then until you went away to school, were you?
It was just the next fall. I was 13 yet when I went to school.
Uh-huh.
From September till my birthday, you know, the end of the year. I was 13 yet. So I started out at Concordia, Missouri. We called that the college, but it was a high school of 4 years and then 2 years of college on top of it.
Did you take the train over to Concordia, or how did you get there?
Yeah, we went by train, about 400 miles.
That was a pretty long trip back in those days, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Were you kind of scared when you left home?
Sort of.
Mm-hmm. I would think so. That was pretty young to leave home.
It made it worse that every afternoon when we got back from our classes, that those in what we call senior in high school, you know, we call that tertia. Starts from sexta, that's six, you know, and quinta, five, and tertia, four, and quarta, four, and then tertia, anyhow, it goes up.
Three, uh-huh.
Five. 4 years of high school and then the 2 years of college, which was secunda and prima,
mm-hmm.
Second and first.
So by the time you were in prima, then you were the top notch, ready to leave.
That was the top as far as we could go in Concordia. See, most of our schools were just 2 years of college above the high school.
The high school and college kids or boys didn't room together, did they?
Room together?
Yeah.
Oh yes, we did, because we had somebody in the highest class, the prima and in the secunda too. In our classroom, we had about 10 in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And we were four of them in sexta, there was four of them in the freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there were three in those that were so hard on us, every afternoon we got back from our afternoon class, then they made us bend over, you know, us four, and then had the hairbrush and give us a black. And that made me feel terribly bad. I wanted to quit.
You know, when you think about it, that wasn't a very... this was supposed to be a Christian school to study for full-time work, you know, for the Lord, and that wasn't a very Christian kind of thing to do.
Surely it wasn't. I know I used to just go out of the room bawling, not loud, I mean just crying. Right across from my room there was a big bedroom where I was there, and I just got down in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the strangest thing was when we got back from Christmas, that one year I got to go back home for Christmas. There, that, and my last year I went home. Earned a little bit of money husking corn, you know. Got farm and paid for my home. But be at home that one did last year, you know, when I was in the highest class.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, when I got back from that first Christmas, then they never hazed anymore. They never gave it any whack over on the seat, you know.
Hmm.
You don't know what happened, huh?
I don't know what made it happen that way, but never again. But those first 4 months, you know, we regularly had to bend over for each, and then those seniors in high school, they would come with their hairbrush and each one get away.
Hmm.
Did you ever tell you?
Each by each, so away.
Uh-huh.
Every one of them.
Did you ever tell your parents or, you know, anybody about that? Did other people know that was happening?
I told my dad.
Hmm.
I was eager to quit, but he urged me not to do that. That's why I say it was so odd that that's when it ended, too. That hazing, that's what we call it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I sure never whacked anyone when I got up in the higher class.
Yeah, that's good.
I know how I felt when it did hit me all the time. The trouble is you're kind of scared, you know, the title on it, and you get to the old man, the president of the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old man. It's a kind of a nice sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a better term.
He was a very likable man, too. Mm-hmm. But that's what they always went by, you know, those kids, you know. He was always very friendly when he came around and helpful. Yeah, that's the way it was. Bad start.
Well, then you didn't get to go home much at all. Those other years, you didn't go home at all through the year then, from
no.
The time you went till the next summer, huh?
Couldn't afford it much. Dad couldn't afford it.
Uh-huh.
So we just stayed at the college for vacation time. Usually a group was there. Everybody would be, I learned to play pinochle.
I see.
It was a nice pastime.
Did you feel the call to go into ministry back when you were in grade school then?
Yeah.
God was calling you then to.
Well,
I guess
that was just in my mind. I wanted to be like my dad, you know, preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I got started so far off.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my dad didn't even take me to college. There was a student in the second highest year, what they call Secunda.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor's son that took me along to Concordia, you know. I mean, he went and he helped me out there. Get my things the way it should be. Dad couldn't afford to go.
Did this other guy ride with you on the train, or did you go by yourself on the train?
Oh no, he went with me. He's going to Concordia too.
Oh, I see. He was from your same part of the country.
Yeah, not from our congregation, but his father was a pastor too,
uh-huh.
From a neighboring congregation.
Oh, I see.
That's how. And he still had 2 years to go,
mm-hmm.
And so my dad asked him to take care of me. That's what he did real well.
He was always pretty nice to you, was he?
Oh yeah. He was,
but he wasn't in your room though.
Oh no, he was not in our room, my room.
What was his name?
Coulter. His father was pastor near Hebron, Nebraska.
Hmm.
Or rather, I would say Deschler. That's right, he was actually right in Deschler, pastor in Deschler, Nebraska.
Well then, the younger ones in the family, that was Aunt Hattie and Uncle Ryan.
Yeah, they were the two younger.
Those were the two that were under you, or was there somebody else too?
Walter was there.
Walter, right. Okay, now they didn't go on to college, did they?
Walter went several years, but then he had to quit. He started stammering.
Oh, uh-huh.
He went 7 years.
Now, was he planning to be a minister too, or just going to college otherwise?
Oh, no, I guess he probably had that in mind, to study for the ministry.
Uh-huh.
Like I was doing. He went to 2 years and then to Christmas.
Now, was he would have been there then while you were there, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped out then after?
Yeah, he dropped out.
So what was the reason he quit?
He stammered, stuttered.
He just started that, or?
Yeah, he didn't do so when he went started out. And what made it worse, one professor, yeah, he'd always bawl him out so much for being lazy and not studying when he couldn't answer the right fast, you know, that stammer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That just increased and made it so much more, so worse.
Mm-hmm.
So Dad saw that, Mom saw that, that's no good to go, him having to go back after Christmas. Stay home from that.
Was he able to pretty well stop his stuttering then once the pressure was off, once he was away from coming back home?
He didn't stutter anymore when he was grown.
Mm-hmm. Once you came over to the seminary, did you ever get back home much after that, after you finished at Concordia? Or did you work other places during the summers then and not get back home much anymore?
I worked in the harvest, in the field all the time in the summer at Gilead.
Mm-hmm.
What, the wheat thrashing?
Hmm?
You worked thrashing wheat?
Oh, yeah. First started out cultivating corn a little bit. Then the harvest started, I would set up shocks, you know.
Using hen side?
Huh?
Did you use a cradle, or did you use a thrashing machine, or a binder?
No, they didn't. They was a binder.
They used a binder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I never did get to what they call heading.
What's that? Using a cradle?
Well, it's just like a hay rack, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've seen that.
Huh?
I don't know if I've seen something like that. I've seen a binder work, and I've seen these things that look like a brush size with a, that they call a grain cradle, you know, you cut by hand.
No, this was cut by a machine. You would have a bundle of wheat, you know.
Yeah.
And you set that up into the shock.
And that's what I always heard to call the binder, I guess.
Huh? Yeah, I guess so.
Then you'd stack those up, and then how long would they set before they'd come bring the thrashing machine in?
Well, the thrashing machine usually was later. I didn't get into it. Oh, yes, I did get to do some thrashing to run it.
And that was hard work.
All from out of the field, you know. And I put a dump on the binder, and then I throw it into the thrashing machine.
That was pretty hard work, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The older fellows, they were getting more money than I did, and then they would get to the good side, and I made them go to the bad side. You know what I mean by that? Where you get all the stuff flying into your face.
Yeah.
Mm.
You'd have to be downwind.
Yeah. But I was eager to help Dad a little bit by working as hard as I could during the summer.
How much did they pay?
Dollar a day.
Was that right?
When I started out.
How much did it cost to go to school at that time? Do you remember anything about that?
I don't remember about the no numbers about how much. I think we got a little help from the Nebraska district too.
Mm-hmm.
But even at that, it cost money to go.
What did a train ticket cost?
Huh?
What did it cost to ride the train from that, from Nebraska?
I don't remember at all what that was. It was 400 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 2 or 3 cents a mile, I don't know.
Well, did you work in the fields then, in the harvest, most of the way through the seminary too then, or was that just while you were at Concordia?
No, after I was at the seminary 1 year, I went and vicared in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And I just hated the farm work, it's always so hard on me. That I had a chance there to carry mail over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
In Wichita Falls, Texas, so I didn't have to go out in the field that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next summer, and is that?
After 2 years, I went and vicared up in Canada,
mm-hmm.
Winnipeg, Canada. But first of all, during the summer, I was up in Park Rapids, Minnesota.
Mm.
A pastor there had some throat trouble, and his congregation gave him leave for over the summer. So Dean Fritz said that since you're going up to Canada anyhow, why don't you just do this on the way up?
Mm-hmm.
So I was home about a week, you know, after closing, and I went and took care of that congregation. There was a smaller congregation connected with it, preach every Sunday.
Where was that in Minnesota?
Park Rapids, Minnesota.
What part of Minnesota is that in?
Well, it's more in the north, in the middle north, I think.
Up around Duluth, or?
No, I don't know where Duluth is.
Minneapolis, St. Paul's?
It was quite a ways from there.
Above, north of there, yeah.
I guess up Minneapolis, I think that's about halfway from where I was, Park Rapids to Winnipeg, Canada.
Mm-hmm. It was way up in the north end.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're at Winnipeg for...
Huh?
Then you did your vicarage, you were at Winnipeg for a full school year then, were you?
That's just over 1 year, you know.
Yeah, it was just a regular vicarage there.
Yeah, that was a regular vicarage. Like I said, this was during the summer, so I didn't have to work in the field that
mm-hmm.
summer either. Just like in Texas, I carried mail when I vicared the first year. After the first year, I vicared the whole year. And then after the second year, I vicared then during the summer, again, like I said, taking care of those two churches. And then going right on to the beginning of September up to Winnipeg, Canada, and taught school that year.
Where was that, in Texas, where you vicared?
I vicared, yes, I vicared Wichita Falls, Texas.
Where's that?
It's kind of up in the northern part of Texas, isn't
Wichita,
it?
Yeah, that's the northern
Wichita
part.
Falls.
It's not far from the Panhandle.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come you had two vicarages? Was that the way they did it back then?
In that year you didn't have to. You were supposed to, expected to go 1 year, but you didn't have to go 2 years. But I felt I needed money, and so I vicared. Then after the second year, it was busier year. First at Park Rapids and Dorset. Dorset was the smaller congregation, was preached morning and afternoon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. In the same church, morning and afternoon, or two different places?
No, that's, I was at Park Rapids, and this was at Dorset.
Oh, I see.
And somebody then took me over there for the second service in the afternoon then.
That was in Canada?
Huh?
No, that was Minnesota.
Oh, that was in that year in summer.
Uh-huh. And then when you finished at Winnipeg, you went back to the seminary for one more year?
Yeah.
Now, when did you meet Mom in the midst of all this?
Mom's father was a pastor at St. Charles, Missouri. That's right across the river from St. Louis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a friend of mine, all those 6 years at Concordia, Franz Pape, or if it was called in front, let's see what was it, but I think his name was Arthur. Pape, P-A-P-E, they was called Pape. Franz, Franz was his nickname. That's of course Franz is as much as Frank. The German for Frank. Mm-hmm. And so we were pretty good friends, and he had a chance to go to some kind of a young people doing over in St. Charles, and I don't know just how it was that he got to go. Anyhow, he went one time, and they met some people, and they said, next time you come, you bring some friend along, and so that's what he did. He took me along the next time. And so that's the way I first met Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's father with the two twins and Mom, you know, Tekla.
Mm-hmm.
What year was that in seminary when you first met? Was that your first year at the seminary? Or?
Oh, no, that was then after I had been at... oh, no, that's right. I knew her... must have been the second year, I guess.
Second year at the
because seminary. Because I remember I corresponded with Mom from Minnesota, then in Canada, that year. And then the following year, I went to St. Charles to see her.
Did you write her from Texas, too, when you were at Wichita Falls, Texas?
No, I didn't know her at that time.
Oh, so it was in between Wichita Falls and... Were you back at the school for one more year in between?
Yeah, I was back at school then. That's how it happened. That's like I say, Arthur Pape, Poppy, or was somebody else that knew how had some wanted to go. I don't know how it happened that he happened to go the first time. Anyhow, the people that he met there, nice friendly people, they said, next time you come back, you bring somebody along. So he told me to come along. I did. That's how I happened to go. And day I met Mom, her father, and the twins. They came out to the place where we were staying, you know, those people that... It was kind of a rally that Arthur Pape went to. And then from then on, we went there once in a while to St. Charles.
You take the train out there?
It's kind of interurban.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it's a train.
Mm-hmm.
One's on track, and this is one car.
Huh.
That was going regularly between St. Louis and St. Charles.
Mm-hmm. And when you went out there for service, you'd just ride it out.
Huh?
You just ride that little train out there and back then.
Yeah. I didn't do any preaching myself there. I just happened to visit.
Mm-hmm. How old was Mom then, about?
I guess she was 16 when I was first met.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
How old were you?
Huh?
How old were you?
Oh, 5 years older.
Mm-hmm. 21.
Mm-hmm. So then, were you back in St. Louis, I guess, when you and Mom decided to get married? Or were you serious already before you went up to Canada?
Oh, no. Of course, I loved the life of her. No, I went down to Creighton, Missouri. After I had finished the seminary and then got engaged there, I stayed there a week at Friedrichs.
Mm-hmm.
Together with Mom quite a bit there, naturally.
They left St. Charles and went to Creighton?
He went from St. Charles, yes. He had to give up. That's too much for him. I mean, the work, he just had a kind of nervous breakdown. And, he was, I think, some time in St. Louis, and then he got that call to the little congregation, Creighton.
We went there one time.
You at Creighton?
To the church, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Snook and I stopped and looked at it one time.
Okay.
Yeah. We spent 3 weeks at Clinton. Clinton, Missouri.
I guess that isn't too far from Creighton.
No, it's less than 20 miles from Creighton.
That's what I had in mind.
So we drove out there one day and looked at the church. Mm-hmm. It was a little church.
Mm-hmm. Well, Creighton, yeah, that was really a little congregation.
Well, where was that in? They moved out there while you were going on Vicarage, did they? Mom's family moved to Creighton while you were out on Vicarage?
Well, I don't know just how that was anymore.
Now, let's see, where were they living when you got married then?
They were living in
Iowa City, that's what I thought. Uh-huh.
We went from Creighton to Iowa City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Went to Iowa City with a student pastor, and they had a little congregation with the student
mm-hmm.
and others. That's what my father-in-law, Mount's father, had there in Iowa City.
He was doing better than when he moved to Iowa City.
Yeah. Yes, Creighton did him good. He didn't have so much work. He let himself be overworked in St. Charles. It's such a mm-hmm. large congregation.
Yeah.
And it's the best of him, I guess. Another place was in St. Louis for a couple of months, and then he got that little, cultural little congregation of Creighton.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of got him back to health again. I was sitting and did pretty good work there all together.
Oh, so he retired from there in the end then. Mm-hmm.